You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
That is right. We are live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is the Welsh and no Bogman. I think Bogman left to go get some Carl's Jr. I'm pretty sure that's just what happened. We talked about all the fast food talk. And, I mean, clearly he didn't run to go get it. We're not going to run to go get it. But I think he went to go get some Carl's Jr. Oh, Bogman, are you back?
I'm already back. Food? Yeah, I got
okay.
it.
Okay, was it good?
I'm all set. Oh, it was great. Got my double Western bacon cheeseburger, and I am good to go, friend.
Fantastic. We are back, second hour of In This League. Adam Azer. From the CBS Fantasy, really Sports Today, I just want to call it, but Football and Baseball Today show over on CBS. He's one of the greats in the industry. He'll be joining us. We're going to talk some baseball, a little bit of football. And we were just talking about this before, by the way, that this potential trade of Jay Bruce going to the Indians. One thing everyone should just know right off the top here, that's a clear opening for Dominic Smith. Dom Smith is going to be up and at it if this trade goes down, and this is probably the catalyst to it.
Yeah, I would really love to see Dom Smith. I think this is going to work out for everybody, except, like we said, probably Michael Brantley. So it sucks
well,
for Michael
hurt,
Brantley.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think that's why they're doing this trade. I think his injury is probably pretty bad that he had last night, the ankle injury. So, but I would love to see – I got Jay Bruce in a ton of leagues, lots of shares, the Welsh. So I would love to see him in an Indians uniform.
Somebody tweeted at us, by the way, of the battle. The best battle is zero shares guy versus injury update guy. What do you think?
I still think it's zero shares guy or injury you know update guy. Actually, somebody today said, my team has been relatively injury free, and I have 9 leagues. Ooh. And I was like, that's got to be worse than zero shares. Who's had a healthy team all year? Nobody.
Yeah, that guy gets into the triple threat here for sure. By the way, we got that poll up. We've got the real one about the nicknames, but then we said the best battles of all time: Rocky versus Apollo Creed, Luke versus Darth Vader, Stone Cold versus Vince McMahon, or Jon Snow versus Ramsay Bolton in the Battle of the Bastards. Bogman, did you vote on this yet?
I didn't vote on that one, but I would.
Well,
pick,
where are you going to go with it?
I just love seeing Jon Snow, so I would have to say Jon Snow versus Ramsay Bolton.
Ah, that's so funny. Okay, so the person with the last, or the battle with the last, the least amount of votes is Jon Snow versus Ramsay Bolton. Only 8% got the vote here, Boggs. Is that crazy? That's currently. So if you guys want to get way in, make sure you go FNTSY Radio or look at our Twitter handles. We retweeted it. Second on the bottom is the one I voted for, Stone Cold versus McMahon. I almost went Snow versus Bolton. But it looks like old school is taking place here because second place, Luke versus Darth Vader with 26%. But Rocky versus Apollo Creed is number one with 41% of the best battle of all time. Well, that kind of surprises me a little bit.
I guess it just does, you know, I don't know. I think that's a really good one. It is.
Those are people that are 40 plus, I think.
Yeah, that's the older crowd. Maybe I got to switch to Stone Cold versus McMahon. That was just every week. It was so much.
Yeah, I know. It was just in our face all the time. Well, go vote. Go make sure you go vote. Adam Azer joining us in the next segment. It's Bogman and the Welsh. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing it.
That is right. In this league is here for you. And we couldn't be more excited than who is here with us. Make sure, by the way, if you are into your fantasy football, baseball world, search ITL in the universe and you will find the ITL Fantasy Baseball or Football Podcast. What you will also find is one of the best in all the land. It's the CBS Football, Fantasy Football Today and the Baseball Today Podcast. And one of the co-hosts is one of our favorite people of all time. He is Adam Azer, who you can find on Twitter, at Adam Azer. Adam, what did you think about that rejoin we came back to?
Do you guys use that for every rejoin or just for me?
Oh, no, that was just for you. That was for you, my friend. That was Cable Guy.
I know it was Cable Guy. Come on, I know it was Cable Guy.
I know. You've made it so much fun. We're very excited to have you here. Plus, super producer Chris Pavona, we have a clip that I want to play just real quick. It's about 25 seconds here, and then we'll get some reactions. Pavona, can you play that clip for us real quick?
This is an Elvis Andrus Trevor story, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, rest of season from this
moment. Well, no. Not Elvis Andrus Trevor story.
Oh, 15 homers?
15 homers for the season for Elvis Andrus.
Okay, fine. Why not?
Yeah, okay. I don't know what it is, but I'm in.
Well,
I'm,
we'll figure it out. It'll be, you know what? It's one sitting of the Cable Guy for
yes.
Adam Azer. I win. You
I
have
like
to watch the Cable Guy again.
And you have to occasionally periscope that you're doing it.
Oh, God. what could possibly be that bad? That
So what you just heard was Adam Azer on our podcast where me and Adam took a stupid bet with Bogman that Elvis Andrus wouldn't get the 15 homers. He just hit his stupid 15th homer. He had 15 homers. So now the price is Adam has to watch The Cable Guy, and I'm forced to watch the stupid scout movie with Brendan Fraser. So we had to be reminded, Adam, that you're going to have to watch The Cable Guy now.
Can we switch? Because I actually like The Scout.
Bogman, can we trade? Can me and Adam trade here? Because that would be such a win for both of us.
Oh, you cannot trade, but I can be bribed. So I will take my PayPal is scottbogman@gmail.com. My Venmo is at Bogman. So I'm willing to be bribed. I am a little bit slimy, but I don't know if you're going to pay enough.
When you give out your PayPal and Venmo IDs on the air, do you ever get money for that? Was that like, do you have experience doing that? Has it ever worked?
I mean, I've never, I haven't done it on this show yet, so we'll see. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I was talking about how much I love Carl's Jr., so maybe somebody wants to send me money for a combo meal or something, but I highly doubt that it's going to bring me anything.
Okay, yeah, so the point here. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Now, why don't you lead the show here? Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I took a drink of water here and I was going to spit it out here. The point is, if I'm going to have to be forced to keep with this, the listeners are going to have to try to force Adam to watch us. And you're a busy man. You're a busy man. You got a lot going on. You guys over on the CBS Fantasy Football Today show, you guys have been working on through your ranks. You guys just did a mock draft or like the two quarterback mock that you were working on. I know you, as we speak, you're working on tight ends. You are a busy, busy man. Just the point is probably before baseball, you're going to have to fulfill that bet and watch The Cable Guy. You're going to have to begrudgingly watch that movie.
I actually kind of want to because I respect you guys. And I feel like if you like it that much, it must be okay. So I'll give it another
Boy.
I can't.
Boy, we just got set up there, boy. If Adam comes back not liking it again, we'll never hear from him again. So.
He's like, nope, I watched it, and you guys are idiots. So
I still have Idiocracy in my phone notes section, and I'm waiting to watch that at some point.
Ah, okay, we have Pavona, clips for that one, too. That one's great.
Yeah, and Pavona, I sent a brand new one. We got an Idiocracy rejoin. Let's come back with that one on the next one. But we got real stuff to talk about here. A little fantasy football maybe in the next segment. Adam has been nice enough to give us two segments here. I want to talk a tiny bit of baseball. I wanted to ask you, though, we put out a poll just a little bit ago about the jerseys for the players' weekend or whatever. They get to wear nicknamed jerseys, which I think is, I don't know, I kind of dig it. I know some people don't like it. We put out a poll of what was the best one. And here are the options, Adam, and I'm curious what you think about this. Corey Seager's Corey Brother? Corey's
done.
Brother?
Yes, it's that
okay,
one.
That's the one? Perfect. That's the one I voted
well,
for, too.
Keep going.
Yeah, well, it was Kano. All the listeners know it was the Kano one. Aaron Judge's All Rise and the Snapdragon. Nobody likes Snapdragon. But Corey Seager's, which I voted for, Corey's brother, has 47% of the voting, and we've only been about an hour into it, and it's, you know, it's starting to run away. It's picking up some steam here. Do you like that whole shtick? I mean, I love the Corey's brother one. I think it's fantastic.
Well, first of all, if it has 47% of the vote, that means 53% of the people are stupid. to be the runaway winner. And I love it, and I think it's really cool, actually. I'm looking forward to that weekend. I think it'll be fun. It'll be really weird. I'm actually watching the Yankees game right now. I obviously, and nobody ever, has seen a name on the back of a Yankees jersey, so it will be weird to see that. Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened. Yeah. So
Walmart. Those shoddy Walmart Yankees jerseys always have a name on them. So, what would yours be?
What would you have?
What would mine be? I know that you wanted me to be prepared for this, and I think I gave everybody else nicknames, and I forgot to give myself one.
I got one. How about the Cable Guy?
They would be like the dodgeball line about all kinds of azers, like blazer, laser, whatever.
Yeah,
all kinds of azers.
I like that one. That's a good one. I mean, say laugh track, because like our favorite clip of all time is that laugh track we've had of you for 3 years. Your cohorts over at CBS, you got Heath Cummings, which, you know, this is a family friendly show, so be careful with that one. You've got Scott White and Chris Towers. What are some nicknames that would be on their jerseys?
Well, Heath would have to be Nips. And I don't know if you guys are listening to the football podcast, but Heath has the no intentional position strategy, I think it is, which is sort of like just best player available, but it's Nips. So we talk
That's
about
amazing.
Heath Nips all the time. Yeah, all the time. Chris has been a real pain in the butt lately about Manny Machado, because I basically made this argument that Machado has been so bad this year that he is guaranteed to go on a hot streak. And Chris
was
like, "No, that's not
bad call."
No, he would be like always right, because he can't admit that he's wrong about this Machado thing, even though he kind of admitted it today. But he'd be always right. And Scott, what would Scott be? I had one for Scott. I thought it was kind of mean, so I'm not going to say it, even though it's not.
Was it like vanilla?
Mean. Okay.
I'm just joking.
Say it to us at the break.
Yeah, Scott might be one of the smartest ones on that whole panel too, by the way.
Oh yeah, Scott's the man. I learned more about playing fantasy from Scott than anyone. That's football, like baseball and football, just general fantasy philosophy. Scott is basically a genius when it comes to that. He's so good at it's not that his player evaluation is always better, because you know that's kind of a toss up. Scott just understands fantasy, and he's so good at putting it in layman's terms and helping people out. He's a great analyst in that respect. His nickname would be like the greatest. There we go.
The brain. Okay, we'll call him like the brain or something like that. I just watched that little Dicky video of Pillow Talk, and it had featuring the brain, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, so that's on my mind here. Bogman and I will give a couple of ours, maybe, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'm so obscure. On the other side of the break here, I want to at least get one baseball question in here, because whenever we have Adam on, we just have too much fun and we go off track here. I saw that you guys were talking about this on your baseball podcast, and I've got to know this, as far as maybe we'll try to get one or two in here, of your thoughts on Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo, what did he just hit, his 32nd homer? He's ridiculous. He's the most absurd player this year. I've loved him, but the guy's hitting he was just hitting like sub 200. He's now up to like maybe 212, something like that, in about like a minute. What are your thoughts on Joey Gallo rest of season? How are you approaching him and this power surge he has?
Well, CBS, we obviously have points leagues. I know other sites don't really do that as much. So Joey Gallo is a guy, and we don't only have points leagues, we have categories too, and Roto, but Joey Gallo is a guy that has such different value depending on the format. If you play in a league that takes away points for strikeouts, Joey Gallo is probably not even someone you want to roster. If you play in a league that, you know, it's just standard categories, 5x5, he's corner infield, utility. I'm not really that high on Gallo. I know he's going to hit a lot of home runs, but Scott put it actually pretty well today. If you own Joey Gallo, you have to be committed to starting him every single week, through thick and thin, through the slumps. We both compared him to Chris Carter. I also compared him to Chris Davis, the bad version of Chris Davis. I don't like guys who are streaky. They frustrate the hell out of me. But I mean, he's obviously going to be one of the best home run hitters in baseball. So there is value, but you know, the low batting average does drive it down quite a bit.
I want to ask. All upset. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, I don't want to ask about Strasburg. Maybe we can get another one in here. Strasburg threw.
Yeah, we got like
30 game.
Seconds.
He could be back. What do you think?
Bogman, let's hold up here actually a minute, because we're just about to go to break here. We'll pick up on the Strasburg one, because we only got about 20 seconds here. That's a great question on Strasburg, which we will get an answer from Adam Azer on the other side of this break, who you can hear on the CBS Fantasy Baseball Today and Football Today podcast. One of the best follows and listens on the interweb, so make sure that you are doing so. We've got more with Adam Azer on the other side of this break. Football, baseball, don't go anywhere. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Maybe Bogman would be the nemesis of Swamp Thing. That's a good nickname. All right, more coming up.
RotoExpert.com. Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
Brand new for 2017, RotoExperts.com presents the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Roll with me through the 2017 season as I get you ready to draft and dominate all season long. It's only going to cost you $20 to win your fantasy league this year. Hell, you spend 10 times that on a Friday night and leave empty-handed. The Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package features articles, videos, and rankings that will help you be the man in your home, office, or high-stakes leagues. Plus, you get private access to the Fantasy Executive Snapchat, where you can interact with me directly. Head on over to rotoexperts.com and sign up for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Chill with me all season long and win big in 2017 with the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package, powered by rotoexperts.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey.
That's right. Stick it in. Stick it in. That's a new one I just did today. I hadn't listened to it again. That one does make me laugh. Little Michael Scott coming back there. We are joined, not by Michael Scott, but Adam Azer from CBS. You can find him on Twitter at Adam Azer, and you will be thoroughly enjoying anytime you subscribe to their podcast and listen to all their great stuff with the whole crew over there. And we are very glad that Adam is always gracious with his time with us. Bogman, we're just finishing up one last thing to little football. You were talking, you were talking Strasburg.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Azer was like me. And, you know, we talked about it on the podcast last week. I'm done with Strasburg. He threw a simulated game today. He said he feels good. He could possibly even start next weekend. Are you going to be a guy that buys Strasburg right before the deadline here? Or if you have him, would you rather sell him?
No, I'll buy him. I don't have a problem with it. He's such a boring player to me because he's good. And you start him every time he pitches and you expect him to get hurt. But, I mean, I totally buy it. Great play.
I don't know if we're losing it. Yeah, Strasburg is, like, I'm a sucker a little bit because I like strikeouts, and he strikes out a lot, and he's on a good offensive team, and it's a perfect setup for where we're going to go there. We don't need to talk more about Strasburg because it's a perfect setup to what I wanted to ask when we move to fantasy football. You guys are covering a whole bunch as we're speaking on Wednesday, August 9th. You guys are prepping for a tight end series that you're going to put up. So, you know, if you're listening to this on demand, which you can do, you can listen to the whole show. You guys can go and listen to what I'm going to reference. Earlier in the show, Adam, we had Sigmund Bloom on, and we were talking just to kind of about drafting strategies. And one thing I thought was really interesting that Bogman had pointed out from a live podcast they did in Vegas was he said he's not only, which I fully agree with, going running back in the first round, but he's full-on targeting Rob Gronkowski in the second round. I call it hashtag top tier players. Heath calls it the nips, whatever you want to call it. He's going for the best possible player. You guys are doing tight end. So what do you think about that? Gronk is going like 21 overall on Fantasy Pros ADP. Is that something you're comfortable with as you're doing this tight end research? Did we lose Azer?
He gone.
What a great setup that was too, by the way. Great question.
I thought your setup was fantastic. What do you think about Gronk? I said on the break that I think that the closer we get to the season starting, the more and more and more people are going to be buying in on Gronk because he just looks sexy. You know what I mean? He looks like a guy that could be a wide receiver one, but at a tight end position. You know, if he stays healthy the whole year, which is the biggest if that you've ever heard in your life, he's going to get 1,600 yards and like 12 touchdowns or something ridiculous like that. So, but he never can stay healthy. He's like the Strasburg of football. What are you doing with
him? And that's the whole point. That's so funny because it's like the recency bias of like not having him hurt or anything like that makes me want to draft him. Adam, are you back with us?
I am. Sorry about that.
Okay. No, it's all good. It's all good. I had this beautiful setup. It is. It usually is. It usually is. I had this beautiful setup to Gronk. So just the quick 2 cent version is Sigmund Bloom was on with us earlier and talked about how he wanted to take Gronkowski with his second pick after going running back, then following that with another running back. You're doing your tight end preview. What do you think, doing through all your research, about drafting Gronk at his ADP of like 21?
Well, I would not take zero wide receivers with my first three picks. I want one of the top 8 or 9 wide receivers, but I love Gronkowski in the second round. One of the questions I'm going to ask Dave, Jamie, and Heath tomorrow to start the show, close to the start of the show, is if I could guarantee you 16 games from Rob Gronkowski, where would you draft him? The answer for me would probably be like 6. He is the biggest difference maker in fantasy football. He's healthy right now. They had a joint practice with the Jaguars today, and he looked great. Back injuries are scary. I mean, they can go to baseball and look at Clayton Kershaw, who's cruising along through the entire season, basically as good as ever, and back on the DL with another back injury. So it's scary. I know you can't really expect him to play 16 games, but let's not forget, I think it was 2013 and 2014. Gronkowski, or was it maybe it was 12 and 13? Gronkowski was hurt both years, and he got the injury-prone label, and then the next 2 years he played 15 games and was the number one tight end both seasons. And I think at least one of the years, the only reason he only played 15 is because he sat week 17 because it was a worthless game, which is probably going to happen this year, let's be honest. But I love Gronkowski. What's not to like? Second round is an absolute no-brainer to me. I've seen him go earlier and earlier, up to maybe like 15th overall in some mock drafts. I don't think I'd pull the trigger there, but maybe closer to like 18th overall and into the 20s. Maybe around 20 is more realistic. But once
you
kind of
answered
like,
that for me. Yeah, I was just going to say, you kind of answered that for me. By the way, you blew my mind with, I don't know why it blew my mind so much, just that thought where you said, you know, imagine if he play, if I could guarantee 16, you're right. He goes back to that old school 2 years ago, that old school where we were battling Gronk and Jimmy Graham as like, you know, first round picks. You're 100% right about that. And it makes me want to buy him, but the high cost worries me. But in drafts I have been seeing, he's going a lot later. He's going into the, I mean, we did have one where he went like 13 in one of the drafts we did, but he's been going like 25, 26. Sometimes, yeah, he's like going right into the third round, which is way more my cup of tea.
Yeah, like if I had the first overall pick and I took, I would take David Johnson, probably regardless of format. And then we'll see who I take in the second round. If I take Gronkowski at that 2-3 turn, then I know I'm not going to have – it's probably going to have to be really good wide receiver that I like in round two or maybe a running back that falls. But Gronkowski is definitely in play there. But I think it's – to me, it's like the same thing with Gronkowski and Aaron Rodgers. Like if I get to the point where I just don't like who I'm picking and I feel like I'm only picking this guy because I'm obligated to take someone at his position like Todd Gurley, I'm going to go Gronkowski over Gurley. I'm going to go Gronkowski over Marshawn Lynch, obviously, but we're so low on Marshawn Lynch. We have him as like a 5th or 6th round pick, and the public loves Marshawn Lynch. But that would be such an obvious one for me. But I think I want him.
Do you like Marshawn Lynch more? I know Heath hates him, but it sounds, and you could just be, because you're the host, you could just be playing devil's advocate about Marshawn Lynch anytime he talks about him. But it sounds to me like you like Marshawn Lynch way more than Heath does, at least.
I like him more than Heath and Jamie. Dave is the highest on Lynch. I probably am in the same area on Lynch as Dave. I just don't think that taking a year off for Lynch was a bad thing. I think it was a good thing, but I still, you know, I always go back to baseball. It's the A-Rod argument. A-Rod took a year off, and he had a huge year after that, and he directly attributed it to having a year off. So I think it's actually going to help him, just like Peterson taking a year off, that actually helped Peterson a couple years back. So the reason why I don't love Lynch is because I think they're going to share reps. I think they're going to share the ball a little bit more like they did with Latavius Murray last year, which was kind of frustrating. And I imagine that they are going to try to keep Lynch healthy and limit his carries a bit. But I understand what people see. Good offense, and he's just going to score a lot of touchdowns. Obviously better in standard than PPR. But I think he'll be helped by the year off. And I don't think he's done yet. I don't think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be like a around the 18th or so running back, something like that.
That makes sense. I can buy that. You know, a lot of this episode we've been talking about battles. We had a poll out there, the best battles of all time, just in the real, you know, I say the real world, but it's more in the movie world of, you know, Jon Snow versus Ramsay versus Apollo Creed versus
Rocky.
Say Rambo. What's his Rocky? Why can't I think of the name? Yeah, after too many R's, too many damn R's.
Adrian drew first blood.
The crux, yeah, that's funny. The crux of it all was talking about just kind of camp battles. There's a lot that are going on. We talked to Sigmund a little bit about this. I don't want to throw out all the options. I just kind of want to ask you, since there's so many camp battles going on, are there any that are you're buying into that are actually changing your mind from the Kansas City situation, new news today with the Seahawks, all of that? What camp battles are you buying into right now?
Nothing yet. I'm pretty interested in Thomas Rawls. I think he's a great late-round pick. But I also like Lacy where I've been getting him. Whoever ends up being the running back there is going to be good. I just hope they stick with one person. I think, actually, there's one that's important to me, and that's Rob Kelly over Samaje Perine. I think you have to draft it that way and probably give a little bit more love to Kelly. Although, hey, let's make another baseball reference. I've been saying that Redskins running backs are like Texas Rangers closers. You've got a new one at midseason every year now.
That's good.
And I don't know if you guys were able to watch the game today, and I'm not, like, once upon a time, the Hall of Fame game a few years ago, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago now, Andre Williams looked so good against the Buffalo second stringers, and we all thought, not just me because I'm a Giants fan, everybody thought Andre Williams was going to be really good. So preseason's ridiculous, but Christian McCaffrey is awesome. I'm not afraid to say that. He is so much better than Jonathan Stewart, and you saw it today. It was on display when you just saw his quickness. You don't know what the workload's going to be like, but if they use Christian McCaffrey right, it's not so much a position battle, but it just sort of feels like if they're smart, Jonathan Stewart's going to be minimalized by week 5, and McCaffrey's going to be a 16 to 20 touch guy and a total stud.
Real quick, is he your number? Is he your number one rookie running back?
No, I'll take Fournette.
Still Fournette.
Yeah, I'll take Fournette. Why not?
You go cook over him?
No. I actually think that. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with Latavius Murray. I think Cook is going to take a little while. You know, normally it does take a little while for rookie running backs to claim the job. The coaches, I did research on this. Coaches are just a little hesitant. I mean, look at, like, Gio Bernard was holding off Jeremy Hill until Gio got hurt. It's not like Gio was playing that well. Then they put Jeremy Hill in, and Hill tore it up, and he took over. Le'Veon Bell, they sort of, he was hurt, I think, at the beginning of the year, and then they turned him loose. But a lot of rookie running backs, they just need that chance, and they don't get it immediately. So I personally think that Dalvin Cook is the best running back in this class. That said, I didn't really see that much of Joe Mixon in college, but I saw a lot of Cook, and I love Dalvin Cook.
I love that take, by the way. Yeah, I love that take. And I love Adam Azer, who you can find on Twitter, at Adam Azer. Go check him out on the CBS Fantasy Football Today podcast, the baseball one. Adam, thank you so much for your time. And I'm very much looking forward to you watching Cable Guy.
I was going to do the old Billy thing, but I thought it would be so inappropriate, so I'm not going to do it. All
right. Yeah. RotoExperts.com. Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
Brand new for 2017, RotoExperts.com presents the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Roll with me through the 2017 season as I get you ready to draft and dominate all season long. It's only going to cost you $20 to win your fantasy league this year. Hell, you spend 10 times that on a Friday night and leave empty-handed. The Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package features articles, videos, and rankings that will help you be the man in your home, office, or high-stakes leagues. Plus, you get private access to the Fantasy Executive Snapchat, where you can interact with me directly. Head on over to rotoexperts.com and sign up for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Chill with me all season long and win big in 2017 with the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package powered by rotoexperts.com.
Hi, I'm Cal Ramsey, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Cable guy, isn't this?
Yep.
Somebody
to love. Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? Bachman better find somebody to love.
It's FNTSY open mic night. It's very nice.
I came up with a song. Thank you. It's about the same as a karaoke night, the same type of quality. I did come up with my my new song. Do you want me to sing my Drew Brees song? Because I got that
no,
stuck in your head.
No, you ready? No. I've heard it 8,000 times in my brain. It's the worst.
Drew Brees makes me feel. Oh, wait, no, I got it wrong. I was about to sing the real. Drew Brees makes me feel fine. Throwing all the touchdowns down the line. That's Drew Brees' song. I would hope that he comes out to all his games in that song. It's a good rendition, right?
God, it was stuck in my head all day yesterday. I think I even texted you. I'm like, I told you I was gonna get the stupid song stuck in my head, and it is, and it didn't go away all day. Thanks a lot, the Welsh. Really, really appreciate that. It's amazing.
It's all singing. That's what we're doing. Yeah, that's my goal. It's just people to start texting me about that. I need someone to make a good like Photoshop of like me and Breeze, maybe singing, maybe we're on stage. Who sings that? I feel like Pavona knows this. Who sings that? Summer Breeze.
Pavona knows who sings everything.
Pavona, do you know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
Sorry.
Right, we got one.
Summer
got
Breeze.
Him. It was right, it wasn't in Bedazzled. He has no idea.
Yeah. Let's see. Summer Breeze.
Seals
it
and Croft.
It was from. Yep. Seals and Croft. Number one hit, 1972.
And then the Isley Brothers.
And now
Brothers
it's
did it again.
Welsh Breeze. Oh, they did. Oh, they steal it? The Steelers. All right. Well, Drew Brees, my number one hit, going out to fantasy football owners and teams everywhere. Quick review on the polls, because we put out some good polls. Good response today, by the way. Unlike all of your fantasy questions, great responses on the polls. The two were, who has the best nickname jersey in MLB for Players Weekend? And we can probably let this poll go, because as Adam said, it's only Kyle Seager's, where it says Corey's brother. Which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed this. He called out his brother, because you know what Corey Seager's jersey was?
What was it?
Seager. He didn't even pick one.
He couldn't even say Kyle's brother? Come on.
He didn't even. I know. They should have done it. Like Lance McCullers and Colin McHugh, they did. What was it?
He got two Snapdragons.
Yeah, two Snapdragons. I feel like that maybe shouldn't be on the air, but I feel like there's something that doesn't belong there with Snapdragon. But Snapdragon 1 and 2, and the two brothers couldn't even coordinate? Do you feel like Snapdragon is like a bad word?
Yeah, why? Do you think it's like a racist term or something? I don't understand. What is Snapdragon
supposed to be?
I think of Snap Peas whenever I think of Snapdragon. I don't know why.
Snapdragon to me, you remember we did this secret show at I'm going to be very careful how I say all this, at InThisLeak.com, well, actually with our Patreon ITL Army, where there were positions that were given to different states all around. Like each state was kind of allocated a position of intimacy that each one did, and Snapdragon
like
seems
the handbag
like the term
from Mississippi.
Yeah, let's not go through all those. Yeah, Snapdragon feels like one of those. So that there's probably a reason behind it. But Corey's brother is 49% of it, and then in battle fashion, like I said, really good response for NFL training camp. Since we were talking about battles, which was the best battle of all time? Rocky versus Apollo Creed, Luke versus Darth Vader, Stone Cold versus McMahon, and Jon Snow versus Ramsay Bolton in the Battle of the Bastards. And Rocky versus Apollo is winning 41%. What the hell are you laughing at?
I'm thinking of if Pat Burrell was still playing right now, what the name on the back of his jersey would be. And it would have to be the Gimp, wouldn't it be?
Oh, it would totally be the Gimp. Does everybody
remember
know that
mask he used to wear?
Yeah.
Oh,
who took the picture? Oh, it was Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson
took a picture with the Gimp, like, you know, from what's the movie that you hate? with John Travolta?
I don't hate it. Pulp Fiction. It's just not my number one Quentin Tarantino movie, and everybody lost their mind. I had it like
the
four.
Worst take. Pavona, get on here. Is Pulp Fiction the best Tarantino movie?
Oh, without a
doubt.
True
or false?
Without a doubt, true.
I like the Kill Bills.
No. Yeah. It's Pulp Fiction, and then it's the Kill Bills. That's fine. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Bogman, we did a top five Tarantino movies, and he had Pulp Fiction at 5.
Ew.
Insane human being. Who did you have ahead? 5. Can you believe
that,
Pavona?
I like Django. Django was ahead, and I don't remember what else I had.
Kill
ahead.
Bills. You had Kill Bills.
I have both the Kill Bills, Jackie Django, Brown. And one other. No, I don't know that I've seen Jackie Brown all the way through.
All right. Well, it's just a bad take. It's okay. You can have bad takes. I have bad takes, but they're not on Tarantino.
I had Elvis Andrus hitting 15 homers, and you have to watch the scout now. So let's not talk about bad takes.
Man. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point. Can I watch Pulp Fiction instead of The Scout?
Absolutely not. No way. Nope.
Okay.
No, especially you're being a huge jerk about it. I'm going to let you watch Pulp Fiction. Get out of my face. Come on.
By the way, but everyone should remember, because Bogman's right, that Brian Wilson took a picture with the Gimp in the background, and that was Pat Burrell wearing a Gimp outfit. So, and we have a Pat Burrell story too, but we'll save that for
another time.
Podcast that we do. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, if you guys want to go check out all the podcasts that we do, we have got the ITL Fantasy Football, Baseball, Basketball, Prospect 1. I was actually just out the other night, and I saw San Diego Padres' third overall pick in the draft, Mackenzie Gore. I watched his game. I put out a bunch of tweets. So if you're into – really, if you're into any fashion of sports, Bogman covers the college football side too. InThisLeague.com, we have podcasts for you. Lots of content. And if you want to join up in the ITL Army, we have got secret shows. We did an uncensored mock draft, which was insane. We're going to be doing one in another week where we're free to say whatever we want. And the ITL Army gets to check all of that out. So if you want to get down, you can get down. So those are your polls, FNTSY Radio, if you want to vote until we get out of here in just a little bit. Like I said, listeners did a horrible job giving us questions. Just a horrible job this week. So big. That's a 5 on the Bogman scale of rating, because 5 being the worst.
I think they hate your Bogman scale. At least I know I do.
No. Well, I know you do, but I'm pretty sure everybody else really likes it. But we did have a question. Let me see if I can find it, because I didn't copy it and save it over. It was from Eric Toft about auctions. Where did that go?
Sergeant.
There it is.
Eric Toft.
Sergeant Eric Toff in the ITL Army. He said auction. He's switching. It looks like his main league is switching from a 12 to a 14 man. So really he's kind of asking about value differential. Do we see the high guys going for higher, the mid guys going for value? I'm curious what you think about in auctions, because especially you go past 12, like you and I do a 10 man, and last year it was a 10 man. It's a keeper though. Like Adrian Peterson went for like $90, and Zeke went for like $68 or something like that. So when you go from 12 to 14, I think you're still the top tier guys are still going to cost about, like, I don't see a differential in David Johnson's price from 12 to 14. But then what starts happening is as the tiers go, people become a little bit more wishy-washy with their money. But what do you think about the movement from 12 to 14?
I think anytime you add teams in, regardless of if it's 12 to 14 or 10 to 12 or, you know, 12 to 16 or however you want to do it, that you have to spend more money to get those bigger players, just a little bit more, you know, if you're moving up only two spots. But, you know, your most expensive player on the board is probably going to be David Johnson. And instead of spending, you know, $55 on him or whatever it might be in a normal league because someone will overpay, now you probably have to spend $60 because there's two crazy people in there instead of one. That's kind of the deal. Now, this will make for better deals at the end, because there will be so many people spending more money at the top players that you'll have a couple more deals at the end. But it kind of always seems to be the way to go. So I hate auctioning with more and more teams. Like, we do 16-man snake drafts, which are a big pain in the ass, the Welsh. But they are nothing compared to a 16-man auction, because there's just someone who's going to overpay for, like, everybody at that point. Or you get to the end of your tier and you see, you know, oh, this is the last running back I have to get. So instead of him going for a normal price, which these are normal things you see in auction prices, this guy goes for way, 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 way more this time instead of just a little bit more than you would expect. So it's just little things that you catch like that.
I almost always find myself being the guy that wants to have like two high-end players and then I build around it. But then what happens? That's how I go into drafts. But then what happens is I'm disgusted and sick with myself that I don't have more. Like, I want more money in the middle rounds because half the teams are going to blow their wad and they're going to have less money. And then in the middle end, like, yeah, you don't have Zeke, you don't have David Johnson, but you could get like a killer deal on a guy like maybe Jay Ajayi, you know, and then you could pair him with a bunch. Like, I like the depth in a 14-man auction is bigger to me than probably a couple high-end guys at this point, especially if it's 14-man, because the pool is so much smaller that you have the ability to get.
Yeah, I think there's just less of a chance that I'm going to actually wait around and buy some deals in a big auction league. I think that in a 12-man, there are deals to be had, but it's tough to wait. You know, you can get deals at the end, but then you have none of your hashtag top-tier players, the Welsh. And really, I think you can only buy two gigantic ones. I think top-tier players, even though you have a shot at everybody in auction, is actually easier to do in a regular draft, in my opinion.
Agreed. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You guys want to hear what a 16-man mock draft sounds like with 15-second clocks? Go listen to our mock draft 7.0. It's madness. We've done 10-man, 12-man, 14, 16, PPR, standard, all of that. You can find it in thisleague.com. We'll finish up here. One more segment. Talk about a few other little battles, some news and notes. It's Bogman and the Welsh on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
This league.
Drew Brees makes me feel fine. Throwing all touchdowns down the line.
That's Drew Brees' song. I would hope that he comes out to all his games in that song. It's a good rendition, right?
God, the stupid song stuck in my head, and it is, and it didn't go away all day. Thanks a lot, the Welsh. Really, really appreciate that.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That is what's going on. We talked about the best jersey nicknames and Kyle's brother. Corey's brother is what was Corey's the winner. Brother. But I'll tell you, the one that Bogman should have chose was Carl Edwards over with the Cubs had Carl's Jr. as his. As we talked about Carl's Jr. earlier, Bogman, that should be your favorite. How much would you buy, Carl Jr. Bogman, you would buy... Oh, wow, it all came full circle. Oh, my God. This whole show has come full circle from talking about Carl's Jr. to brought to you by Carl's Jr. in the new rejoin, and then you could get a Cubs jersey that says Carl's Jr. on the back. How much do you love that?
I mean, I'm not the biggest Cubs fan in the world, but I'll take a Carl's Jr. jersey for sure. Like, Carl's Jr. is my version of FUBU. So it's just what it is.
What?
it's for me. It's not necessarily by me. I guess I bought it, but it's for me, a Carl's Jr. jersey.
That's the asinine thing I've ever heard you say. That's amazing. That may be my favorite thing you've ever said. I'm
best
gonna
take
have to
ever.
Make sure to pull that clip. That's the best take ever. Thank you for that. Thanks. Brighten my day a little bit.
Well, if I'm glad I can make you happy.
You did. First time today. So if you missed any of the show today, Sigmund Bloom, Adam Azer, all on the show, you know you can get it on demand over at FantasySportsNetwork.com/radio. You can find us under shows, or you can search In This League on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are, and you will see the special FNTSY version of our show that you can go back and listen to all the takes, and you can re-listen to my great rendition of Drew Brees, and you can listen to Bogman's take of where Carl's Jr. is actually his FUBU. So thank you for that, Bogman. You made my, made my night.
Well, I'm glad anything to help. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, all right. So. A couple quick takes here. Let's take some other quick takes that we have not talked about. This is really funny. Marvin Jones praised Joe Mixon's versatility and said they're anxious to see him in the pass protection game. So if he's out there, he's a pro, you know, he's a pro blocker. That's going to get you on the field. It's just more muddiness. Does that change anything from our conversation earlier whatsoever?
No. Quickly. I mean, that it sucks. It's a crappy situation right now. We'll see how it pans out. If I have to bet on one, I am betting on Mixon.
You are betting on Mixon. Okay. I kind of Geo's, I think, is a little bit my guy here, so I might go in that range. Martavis Bryant cleared for preseason action, not quite regular season. Are we good? Are we back to feeling 100% comfortable if you weren't already with Martavis Bryant?
I mean, I'm getting a clue right now. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about Martavis Bryant coming back. But that's, you know, 80% Steeler fan, 20% fantasy fan.
Jalen Strong worked as a starter in the preseason game. A lot of people were high on Braxton Miller. What do you think, Jalen Strong or Miller?
I'll go with probably still Braxton Miller.
Devin Funchess ran all the snaps with the first team. So are we in on Devin Funchess? So much Funchess?
Maybe a little bit more in on Funchess than I am on Braxton Miller, but don't like either one of them.
Okay. So much Funchess. You know, it's not fun. Next week, Pavona's not going to be here. We're not going to have any super producer, Chris Pavona. I'm kind of sad. Pavona, are you going to go do something awesome? Are you going to go see that movie with that chick again? What was the one, Battlefield Earth?
No, I am going to see my chick, the future ex-Mrs. super producer, living her dream. She's in a show on 9 to 5. She plays Dolly Parton.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I like it. All right, well, perfect. Well, we'll be with, I think we got Florio next week or something like that. So we will deeply miss super producer Chris Pavona.
Florio, that's who you
all got. His action on this show. Yeah, Florio, we like Florio. So that'll be good. It'll be a good replacement, but it won't fully replace the amazing Chris Pavona. I am the Welsh, Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We are in this league. Go listen to it on demand if you miss anything, and search ITL as well to get all of our podcasts. For Bogman, I am the Welsh. We will see you next week. We got Brandon Marianne Lee and more. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back next week.